Ottawa. The question of who will make life more or less affordable for Canadians hits the federal campaign trail as new figures show the pace of price increases is at its highest in two decades. The country's headline inflation figure registered an annual increase of 4.1% in August, fueled by rising demand as more parts of the economy reopened and eased supply chain constraints for many goods. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh, speaking this morning in Essex, Ont, says he's concerned about inflation rates and that bringing down housing prices is one way to address it. In Halifax an hour later, Liberal leader Justin Trudeau said the COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted the economy and jacked up prices, but that his platform zeroes in on affordability with hefty housing and childcare measures. He also used his campaign stop at the Discovery Centre to reiterate his commitment to healthcare, including better mental health services and assisting with the hiring of more doctors, nurses and nurse practitioners. As your Premier Houston has said many times here in Nova Scotia, healthcare is a priority for Atlantic Canadians and we will be there, Trudeau stated. We will be there to support healthcare frontline workers who have been heroes during this pandemic. Conservative leader Erin O'Toole is spending his day in Quebec, but released a statement before his first public event saying planned deficits by the Liberals and New Democrats in their platforms wouldn't help ease inflationary pressures. A poll conducted by Leger in collaboration with the Canadian Press indicated the Liberals and Tories are tied with the support of 32% of decided voters ahead of the election on Monday, with the NDP at 20%. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 15, 2021. The Canadian Press with files from Halifax Today.ca.